As an extension plant pathologist, I'm often faced with the question of these seed treatments look good in the field, but how often do they actually pay for themselves? And that was kind of the approach we took with some of this work, and we hope to build on this in the years to come. In Texas, several fungal pathogens are responsible for causing seedling disease, primarily Rhizoctonia solani, Salaviopsis vesicula, and Pythium species. In general, yield losses are typically less than 5% annually. However, in certain years, under cool, wet conditions that are more conducive for fungal development, those losses are increased. Fortunately, most seed that's planted in West Texas has some level of protection by way of a seed treatment. These base treatments are needed for stand establishment, and in certain situations, various over-treatments are available if there happens to be a need for them, such as a high-pressure disease situation. The objectives of this work, again, were to compare the efficacy of the various seed treatments that we're looking for primarily control of Rhizoctonia, and then to try to demonstrate the economic returns for these fungicide seed treatments under high field conditions. And throughout the rest of the presentation, when I'm talking about these high high conditions, it's typically an artificially infested plot. So to do this, there were three separate trials that were conducted. Two trials were conducted in 2007 to compare various over-treatments for management of Rhizoctonia. These trials were conducted at the Texas Tech University Quaker Farm, located in Lubbock, Texas. The first trial was the Vortex trial, which has a subsequent 8 treatments we'll talk about in a few seconds. An additional trial was the Trilex trial, where there were 6 treatments. All treatments were arranged in a randomized complete block design with a total of 8 replications, and all plots in these two trials were artificially infested with Rhizoctonia by adding infested oat seed, to the seed packet at planting. A second group of experiments, the National Cotton Council evaluation of treatments, was conducted in 2006 and then repeated in 2007 at the Texas A&M Research and Extension Center halfway station located north of Lubbock. There were a total of 5 treatments in this trial, and these treatments were arranged in random at a randomized complete block design split plot analysis where the seed treatment served as the whole plot and the inoculation rate of non-inoculated and artificially infested served as subplots. The variety grown in all trials were Delta Pine 444, Bolgard Roundup Ready, and other than the treatments imposed here, all other management practices conform to extension recommendations. The data collection that occurred during these trials were stand counts. In 2006, stand counts were made 14, 21, and 28 days after planting. However, due to the extreme conducive conditions that we saw in 2007, we extended those stand counts for 49 days after planting, or 7 weeks after planting in 2007. Plots were harvested and ginned in mid-November, and we determined plot yields on a pounds of lint per acre basis. Subsamples of those plot weights were again collected, ginned, and then analyzed for their fiber properties at the Texas Tech University International Textile Center. We did this in order to assign loan values to treatments and try to look at an overall gross crop value or the net return to fungicide in some cases. Net returns were calculated by looking at the lint yield times its appropriate loan value, subtracting out the seed treatment cost as well as the technology fee for the variety used. Analysis of variance was performed and means were separated using the Waller-Duncan multiple range test, and all levels of significance are at least at the 5% level of confidence. Here we have some results from the Trilex trial, again conducted at the Texas Tech University farm, containing 6 treatments. On the x-axis, you see the treatment list of the UT controls, the untreated black seed control, the base treatment being the standard treatment that growers typically get associated with their seed, and the rest of the treatments are optional over-treatments, which consisted of the base plus Trilex, plus Vortex, plus additional Baytan, the base plus Trilex alone, the base plus Trilex and Vortex, and then the base plus Dynasty CXT. The white dashed line indicates a plant population, a final plant population of 1.5 plants per foot. This is typically the extension recommendation that puts growers typically into a replant situation in West Texas. As you can see, the untreated control and the base treatment, although significantly different, we're still far below the recommended final rate of 1.5 plants per foot. All seed treatments or over treatments improved plant stands, with the base Trilex plus Vortex and the base Dynasty being identical at 2.5 plants per foot. This correlated very nicely into what we saw with regard to yields. Again, we see all treatments providing significantly increased yields over the untreated control. However, all the other over treatments significantly improved yields compared to the standard base treatment. Again, with the Trilex and Vortex and the Dynasty treatments having significantly higher yields at 3.8 and 3.6 bales per acre respectively. When we look at the Vortex treatments, again, there were a total of 8 treatments here, and the pictures illustrate a shot of the plots in the mid-season, probably 50 to 70 days after planting. With the untreated control, the Baytan Allegiant Argent being the base treatment, the objective of this trial was typically to look at a replacement for Argent, and that being the over-treatment of Vortex. So we have varying rate structures of Vortex in different combinations with potential fungicides to be used in West Texas. So the base treatment being Baytan Argent Allegiance, the Baytan Allegiance replacing the Argent with a 0.0086 fluid ounces per hundredweight rate of Vortex, the next treatment being a 0.171 fluid ounces of Vortex per hundredweight, and then increasing that finally to a 0.342 fluid ounces per hundredweight. We also included treatments looking at trifloxystrobin or Trilex Allegiance plus, again, those two higher rates of Vortex. And then we have a commercial standard Apron, Maxim, and Systane treatment there in the bottom right-hand corner. And the striking differences in the plots, with eight reps, we could pick out the controls and very, very easily. We had a significant improvement with regard to stands across the board. There were a few differences in the final plant stands. Again, like we saw in the previous trial, the untreated control was relatively low at 0.3 of a plant per foot, significantly improved with the base treatment. But again, that base treatment still providing a level that's below the recommended replant density. The low rate of Vortex taking place for the Argent significantly improved, but still provided a level of control that may put producers in need of a replant situation under high disease pressure. As you can see from the treatments with the increasing rate of Vortex, we see an incremental increase when it replaced Argent in those treatments of 1.7 plants per foot, and 1.9 plants per foot was the highest population in the trial, the highest rate. When looked at varying rates of Vortex with Trilex, we saw no differences, but everything improved over the other commercial standard of the Apron, Systane, and Maxim program. Okay. Take that into consideration. Again, we see a nice relationship with final plant stands and yield. I'm still somewhat amazed that even with 3/10 of a plant per foot, we still have yield potential of 1 bale per acre. Those plants look more like trees than cotton plants. They really fill the void and put on some fruit. Again, similar to what we saw in the previous trial, we see a significant increase where all fungicides were used. And it looks like Vortex is a really promising product with regard to replacing Argent, and that all treatments containing Vortex at the moderate or high rate had similar yields. They were consistently higher over the base standard treatment, as well as the other commercial standard treatment. But here we see that increasing rate of Vortex really resulted in higher yields significantly, with some intermediates being present. So in summary, the environmental conditions in the 2007 growing season were quite conducive for disease development. During the time of evaluation, we had received about 9.5 to 10 inches of rain. That's very unseasonable for West Texas. The average soil temperature was about 70 degrees, very conducive for disease development. Actually, upon germination in 2007, we had cotyledon cotton for 4 to 6 weeks, or 4 weeks at least. That's why we decided to increase our stand count ratings. In summarizing the Trilex study, the Trilex plus Vortex and Dynasty, the Trilex plus Vortex or Dynasty over treatments provided superior stands and yields compared to the other over treatments. for the Vortex trial, increasing rates of Vortex when added to Baytan and Allegiance improved stands. Yields were similar for treatments that contained the two higher rates of Vortex. The base treatments improved stands over non-treated plots, or the non-treated control. However, again, it was still resulting in a replant situation. Now we'll look at results from the trials that were conducted in 2006 and 2007 with the National Cotton Council Signal Disease Trials. Here we have a total of five treatments in this test. Treatment one is the Baytan Argent Allegiance. That is, again, considered our base program, what producers get typically on their seed. That base treatment plus Trilex plus Vortex plus Trilex alone, and then the overtreatment of Dynasty, and then the untreated control. Here we have, due to significant interactions, we have to present this data separately. In 2006, we saw little effect of treatment on final stand counts. However, we did see significant differences in the artificially infested areas where all treatments provided stand counts significantly greater than non-treated control. And depending on your level of risk, if you're a producer, they're all adequate stands from a replant situation. In 2007, again, very conducive environmental conditions. We actually saw significant differences with regard to the natural as well as the artificial infested plots. Same trend, though, in the natural low-pressure situation where something is better than nothing in that situation. Where we did see a significant difference that was substantial was in the artificially infested, where we have everything with the exception of the base treatment separating out significantly from the non-treated control, an intermediate performance with the base plus Trilex plus Vortex, the blue bar seen here, and the base and Dynasty, the base plus Dynasty and base plus Trilex providing significantly better final plant populations that are at or above that recommended replant situation. So we took these trials to yield as well. Few differences in 2006 in yield, except in the comparison of the untreated, natural, and inoculated or artificially infested, but still relatively good yield potential. This trial was conducted in both years under a center pivot. The net returns mimic very well what we saw with regard to the yields, the only difference being in the untreated control where we have natural field conditions and artificially infested where we saw significant differences in overall net returns. In 2007, again, much like what we saw with regard to the final plant stands, there were no differences in final yields with regard to the natural non-infested soils. However, in all cases, with the exception of the Dynasty, trial yields were significantly different where we actually artificially infested. With the base treatment, we saw a significant increase for all treatments with, again, the base treatment plus Trilex and base treatment plus Dynasty providing significantly higher and similar yields. Much like what we saw with regard in 2006, that translates very nicely into our net returns where there's about $850 to $900, maybe $1,000 per acre net return where we use these fungicides in a high-pressure situation. So in summary, few differences in stand were observed under low-pressure conditions. There were no differences between treatments in 2006 or in 2007 in non-infested fields. On average, the over-treatments increased yields by 2.2 bells per acre compared to base treatments under high-pressure situations. All treatments resulted in higher net returns over the non-treated control. However, those were only significant in 2007. Over-treatments returns were greatest for Dynasty and Trilex in 2007 and did not differ from one another. So in conclusion, overtreatments are a valid option for producers in West Texas who have a history of disease and might look for some added insurance in cropping systems. So with that, I'd like to acknowledge the technical support we received as well as funding. And I thank everyone for their attention, and that concludes my talk. I'll be happy to address any questions if time permits. That's a good question, and we look at this from several different areas. This is very artificial whenever we go through an inoculating because this is a very uniform inoculation infestation rate, and not all fields have that, and I realize that. But in some cases, and this year, we actually had replant situations where the base treatment failed and had relatively low plant stands. That was the exception to the rule, but there were some instances. I think from the standpoint, none of the fields are infested at a high enough level to need to use those high overtreatments, those high rates of overtreatments. But with a lot of our other conditions where we have so much money tied up in the seed cost and the money up front, it's an insurance. We have various other things we have to deal with, hailstorms, wind damage. If we can get healthy plants established and get them emerged, I think it's a good level of insurance for growers who may or may not need it.
Any other questions? Okay, I'd like a round of applause for all of our speakers.